Wednesday, December 6th. I somehow got wrapped up in the last few episodes in the last couple days of Squid Game Challenge on Netflix. It's like the, if you're unfamiliar, it's the real life version of the Netflix show from a couple years ago, I guess. Squid Game, which was super successful, obviously. And now it's just 400 and something people playing this game show, but unlike the TV show, you don't actually die. You just fake die and you're eliminated until there's one person left and they win $4.5 million. So if you haven't watched it and you plan on it, there's not really much to spoil. I mean, it's not a great show, but it's going to be a huge hit. My kids, I watched it because they are into it and just like to watch anything with any type of challenges and games. We watch Survivor together. They like when I watch MTV's The Challenge and let them watch with me. So they just like the challenge portion of it. And anytime there's like cool, fun games, which I get because there are times it opens up dialogue to be like, what would you do there strategically? Unfortunately, this show doesn't really have that much strategy in it. It's way, way, way too much a game of chance for my liking. I prefer way more cerebral, strategic games in this forum. I will say, however, $4.5 million. That now we're talking Netflix. Like I've always thought that some of the game shows out there, the famous ones, have such low grand prizes. And this goes back to an episode or a topic that I did, I don't know, in the last couple of months about a type of like marketing, like just like blow your mind type of marketing. Similarly, with prizes and game shows is another way to do that, where people will come to watch. You'll get attention and eyeballs just by being such a high prize pool. It's the reason that, you know, DraftKings live finals are so exciting for the daily fantasy community, because it's like, oh, I can have a share of $10 million. If I win grand prize, I can win $2 million for playing fantasy football. It's things like that. Whereas, you know, Wheel of Fortune on a random night, you're winning, you know, 10 to 40 grand, I think, on most nights. Same with Jeopardy, somewhere in that ballpark, 10 to 20 grand usually. Like, it's just obviously those are way more episodes, but they're monstrous shows, so like they have the bankroll. Anyway, so $4.5 million for one person, probably the biggest payout I've ever seen in a game show. The main problem I have with the show, it is too producer controlled, meaning there's no accountability leading me to like not trust anything that's happening. I'm like, oh, they want this person to win this game, so this is what's going to happen, and then that's what happens. I'm like, oh, you press one of these three buttons, and one of these three things happens, but like they don't tell the audience that like this is red, this is green, this is yellow. It's just like whoever this happened, something like this. Again, I don't want to spoil it, not that it's going to ruin your life or anything, but I'm like, the first person to push here is not going to get this or this. It's going to be this. No matter who pushes it, it's going to be that, because they're producing a television show and they want the drama to continue. And that leads me to believe that they can kind of control who gets out in each round, who advances to make the story better and make people want to root for certain people. And I think that's what they did, which really makes the game completely null and void in my mind. Anyway, I would say if you're like have nothing to watch and your kids are around, throw it on. Otherwise, certainly not. There are way better ways to use your brain out there.